Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chair. At the outset, we congratulate you on your nomination as president of the Sixth Review Conference. You may count on the support and cooperation of our delegation. Mexico attaches great importance to the convention as a cornerstone, seeking a balance between humanitarian concerns and military needs. The convention must avoid or limit the use of certain conventional weapons that cause excessive harm. My delegation wishes to set out the following expectations and priorities for the review conference. Firstly, we must review the situation of universalization. We welcome Iran and Afghanistan and Lebanon, but we regret the fact that only two states have joined during the cycle. At the Sixth Review Conference, we must address the outstanding challenges and set goals and strategies, including regional goals, so that in the next 5 years we can move forward faster. Secondly, the review conference must make solid progress on the humanitarian concerns related to lethal autonomous weapons systems. There have been progress made in the GGE. We hope that in the next few months the groups can adopt recommendations of a substantive nature, recognizing the humanitarian risks and those for international humanitarian law in the context of lethal autonomous weapons systems. Particularly, we hope that we can see the way to the start of negotiations for a legally binding instrument that takes into account the specific nature and the need for significant humanitarian human control. We emphasize that this is urgent and it must be ambitious, therefore. We cannot postpone the decision. The humanitarian risks cannot be allowed to become reality. Thirdly, there must be a debate on Protocol 3, particularly in the light of humanitarian concerns related to that protocol. We must consider whether it gives adequate protection to civilians and combatants from the severe effects of the weapons that the protocol covers. We must in particular identify the difference between different launch systems and different effects caused. In particular, we must exclude the weapons that also cause severe suffering. We are concerned that the convention does not meet the humanitarian needs arising from anti-personnel mines other than anti-personnel mines. This, we believe, is the right forum to address those humanitarian concerns arising from MOTOPOM. Chairman, Mexico's delegation regrets the fact that the convention has run into financial problems during this five-year cycle. We recognize the measures taken at recent meetings to alleviate the situation with the new financial situation, but we must take measures to address the problem in a structured, long-term manner. In that connection, we also consider that the Sixth Review Conference must find a way to provide certainty and predictability to the ISU. The high contracting parties must consider what support can be given, and the unit must be able to provide long-term, well-planned support. We agree with other delegations that have spoken about the importance of a gender-based approach. This must be included to increase the participation of women in our work and to recognize the differentiation of the effects. We recognize the important contribution made by civil society and academia, particularly the work of UNDE and UNODA in making progress in our work. President, in this context, we must take the opportunity of the forthcoming review conference to bolster the effectiveness of the convention and its protocols. the convention must remain dynamic. In that context, we take the opportunity of the upcoming review conference to strengthen the effectiveness of the CCW, which is a living mechanism which addresses the humanitarian consequences of evolving warfare methods. It must meet different sets of interests, humanitarian